Psalm 83, quite straightforward, this one. Foreign nations are conspiring to wipe out Israel. The psalmist is pleading with God to destroy them the way he destroyed Israel's enemies at the time of the judges, going back pre-David, you know, to that period, pre-monarchy. This way they'll be forced to acknowledge Yahweh as the most high God over all the earth. So let's look at the psalm. O God, do not remain silent. Do not hold your peace and do nothing, O God. Verse 2, even now your enemies are in an uproar. Those who hate you hold their heads high. They lay crafty plans against your people. They consult together against those you protect. They say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more. They conspire together. And there's a map to go with it. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagrites, it's the Jordan, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, Gebal, Ammon, Amalek. So these are the neighboring, all the peoples around them. Philistia, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Philistia is the coast there. Gaza Strip, eh? Tyre. Assyria. Well, Assyria is here. Iraq. Do to them as you did to Miriam. To Midian. As you did to Sisera and Jabin and the Wadi Kishon, at the Wadi Kishon. You find that in Judges 6-8. We'll look back on it. Who were destroyed at Endor, who became dung for the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Ze'ev. You find them in Judges, the book of Judges, chapter 7 and 8. All their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna. Judges 8, verse chapter. This is all familiar to them, and you find it all there. So back at that prehistoric, pre-monarchy time. Those who said, let us take the pastures of God for our own possession. So God, you did it back then, so the story handed down by oral tradition tells them. So why not now? Verse 13, oh my God, make them like whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, as fire consumes the forest, as the flame sets the mountains ablaze. So pursue them closely with your tempest and terrify them with your hurricane calling. Cover their faces with shame, so that they may seek your name. This is the purpose. Cover them with shame, so they'll see how wonderful you are, and they will then want to know the real God. Seek your name, Yahweh. Let them be forever put to shame and dismay. Let them perish in disgrace. Let them know that you alone, whose name is Yahweh, are the most high over all the earth. And that's just a simple cry, but and that's the psalm. A couple of little comments. Going to Jesus' words in John chapter 8, verse 28, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, you will realize that, and the Greek is, yes, ego eimi, that I am. I do nothing of my own. I speak these things as the Father instructed me. I'm not claiming to be equal with God, for heaven's sake. I do nothing on my own. I only do what I hear God telling me to do in his human heart and mind and prayer. And he will reveal who God really is. I am. Similar prayer to this psalm. They'll get to know who the real God is. The God of the poor and the widow and the orphan and the slaves. The God who liberates. Not the God who controls and hedges in. Jesus in John again, God wants us to live and live to the full.